For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Once again, Liverpool managed to survive by the skin of their teeth. Paris Saint-Germain registers 9 shots on target and cannot make any of them count. Liverpool snuck through the back door, got the win, and now they have the advantage going into the second leg at Anfield. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Into the Net FC. My name is Alex Alcazaz, and I'm also known as the Bear of Texas. And what a game. What a game. Paris Saint-Germain inflicting pressure and pressure and pressure. Liverpool being so resilient, they fight it off every single step of the way. Liverpool's defense, iron rock solid. Alisson Becker makes a total of 9 saves. 9 saves for Liverpool. And now he holds the record for most clean sheets for Liverpool in Champions League competition. Dare I say, there is no way PSG can advance to the quarterfinals now. Unless, of course, a miracle would happen at Anfield. But ladies and gentlemen, let's face it, it's not going to happen. Paris Saint-Germain, so unfortunate. So unlucky. Everything that they had just wasn't enough. They could not score. They had one goal taken away because of offside. By just mere inches, it was decided that it was offside. Very, very unfortunate for Les Parisiens. They just could not put that ball into the back of that net. And Liverpool, at the very end, in the most crucial moments, Liverpool found a way to do it. Liverpool went through absolute hell. They finally spotted that opening. They had their chance. They took advantage of it, and boom, they won the game. And they're up 1-0 on aggregate. But let's go back to what I've said before. A 1-goal lead is anything but safe. But I can honestly say that Liverpool has all the confidence going into the second leg. The advantage is to their favor. Can Paris Saint-Germain actually pull it off at Anfield? Well, it's not impossible, but is it going to happen? I don't think so. All season, we have been talking about the weaknesses and the flaws for Liverpool. But there's one thing that always comes out of it all. It doesn't matter because Liverpool finds ways to get the win. If they have to settle for a draw, well then they can say, we did not suffer a loss. Liverpool is very, very strong. Very, very strong. And what a hard-fought, entertaining match this was. And to see that Mohamed Salah didn't even score, that was a little bit of a downside for me personally. I love seeing Mohamed Salah score. But it's clear that Paris Saint-Germain was just all over Liverpool. I mean, to be honest with you, Liverpool was completely outplayed. Completely outplayed, although some would say the defensive efforts actually tells another story. Okay, yes. But overall, it seemed that Paris Saint-Germain had completely outmatched Liverpool in every single category, but there is an argument to that, because number one, Liverpool got the win. Number two, Liverpool actually scored a goal. Number three, the 9 saves by Alisson Becker. Number four, the defensive statistics, the defensive performances. They do not lie. See them for yourself. I watched every single second of this game. I saw what I saw, and as strong as PSG was, Liverpool was, quite frankly, the better team. And I'm not just saying that Liverpool was the better team because they won. Liverpool was the better team because of how they survived, how they fought back, how they were so patient, so confident, did not even go into panic mode. No matter what the PSG attack threw at the Liverpool defense had an answer for everything. That's concentration. That's motivation. That's focus. That's a winning mentality. Most of all, it's a focused mindset with trust. Liverpool got the job done in a very unique and prolific way. One goal was enough to do it. But it's not over yet because there's one more game to play, which will be played next week at Anfield. And again, Liverpool holds the advantage. Wow. Now we're going to start off by looking at the formation, shall we? 4-3-3 for Paris Saint-Germain. Four defenders, three midfielders, and three forwards. Bradley Barcola getting the start was exciting. I was really hoping Bradley Barcola would actually get a goal. Fortunately, Bradley Barcola had a bad day. As a matter of fact, there was a moment in the game where he supposedly was badly fouled by French compatriot Ibrahima Konate. Many fans were calling for Ibrahima Konate to be shown a straight red card. And there's definitely a debate going on right now on social media about Ibrahima Konate. Well, if it was given a yellow card, okay, fine. A red card, you see, that's what I'm kind of basically looking at him and saying, I'm not 100% sure. Now, if you're listening on Spotify or on YouTube, if you believe that Ibrahima Konate should have been sent off immediately because of that tackle on Bradley Barcola, well, let me know in the comments and please be sure to elaborate. But I'm not entirely sure if Ibrahima Konate should have been given a straight red card. Now, it's not because I'm trying to argue. I'm just not entirely sure because we all have a difference of opinion. We all see things a bit differently when we see a certain tackle or play take place in a sport of association football. So again, if you believe that it should have been a straight red card, well, please let me know in the comments on Spotify and YouTube. And please be sure to elaborate. If you don't believe, if you agree that he should not have been red carded, well, you can also explain why. So, Ousmane Dembele, of course, in the center. And you have the Georgian dude. I can't even say his name, so I'm not even going to try. He's actually the one whose goal was actually taken away. I mean, that play was so beautifully executed. The finish was strong, but unfortunately, it did not count because it was offside. Again, by just mere inches. Mere inches, but offside is offside. Now, going back to the Ibrahima Konate situation, VAR did not actually get involved. So that's interesting. So the front three, we saw the three-headed monster for PSG. We had the Georgian dude. Again, I'm not going to try because I do not like butchering names. Ousmane Dembele and Barcola. Behind them, you had Fabian Ruiz, Vitinha, and Neves. In the backfield, you had Mendes, Pacho, the captain Marquinhos, and Ashraf Hakimi, and Donnarumma as goalie. Liverpool countered with four defenders, two midfielders, three forwards, and a lone striker. The lone striker was Diogo Jota. Behind him, you had Mohamed Salah, Szoboszlai, and Luis Diaz. Gravenberch and McAllister were in the midfield. And in the backfield, you had Trent Alexander-Arnold, Ibrahima Konate, the captain, Virgil van Dijk, and Robertson, and of course, Alisson Becker in goalie. Well, if you ask me, I don't even look as to see who is the man of the match in this one. But if it was up to me, obviously, it would be Alisson Becker because of the 9 saves. Now, the goal was scored by Harvey Elliott in the 87th minute. And Harvey Elliott came in as a substitute. As a matter of fact, I believe he's the one who came in to replace Mohamed Salah. So he comes in, and just immediately after that, about a minute later, he scores. So, man, the one who comes in to replace Mohamed Salah scores the game-winning goal for Liverpool. I mean, how about that? How about that? And I believe the The assist was by Darwin Nunez, who also came in as a substitute, if I'm correct. Yes, except Nunez came in the 67th minute, and he did provide the assist to Harvey Elliott's goal. So Darwin Nunez comes in the 67th minute, and he replaces Diogo Jota. And he comes in, and then about 20 minutes later, provides the assist in the game-winning goal. And that goal was beautiful. The play, well executed. Start, middle, to finish. Well executed. There's that teamwork. There's that chemistry. There's that winning mentality and that trust that I always talk about with Liverpool. Liverpool got the job done in a very, very spectacular fashion. I know that my three good friends, Steve, Stephen, and Paul, all of whom are strong supporters of Liverpool, two of them, Stephen and Paul, who are actually both natives of Liverpool, I know that they are proud. I know that they are proud. I was actually talking to Steve during this game, and Steve was actually complimenting Paris Saint-Germain for being a strong team. But man, he even expressed his amazement of how Liverpool can be outmatched and outclassed, but actually still be the one to come out on top. But then there's the argument. How can they be the one outmatched and outclassed if Liverpool is the one that emerged victorious? Well, if you see the game, you can actually understand how Liverpool was pretty much outplayed a lot of the time. Now, if you want to say that they weren't outplayed, fine, because Liverpool got the win. But you saw that Liverpool was not the stronger team in this one, except for a couple of reasons, because they got the win and they found a way to get the job done. Balmain, it's just overwhelming because Liverpool took everything PSG had. Liverpool were taking beatings and beatings and beatings, but Liverpool managed to be so resilient and so brave and so iron rock solid on defense, they found ways to get it done. Basically, Liverpool survived PSG's attack wrath. So the wrath of the PSG attack, Liverpool survived it. Liverpool survived and got it done. In a spectacular, and I mean a spectacular fashion. Liverpool's lineup is just so well, I would say a bit, part of me says maybe a little bit underrated, but I kind of feel like that's ridiculous. I think Liverpool's lineup, I'm going to go back a little bit. I'm going to retract that. No, underrated is a little silly, and not to knock Liverpool at all. Liverpool's lineup is, well, it's full of strength. It's full of talent. Okay, and despite the miscues, despite the unanswered questions, the concerns regarding Liverpool because of sometimes some poor play, they find ways to get it. This Liverpool starting lineup, this Liverpool team is legitimate. They are on top of the Premier League. A couple more games would actually seal the deal for Liverpool as far as the Premier League is concerned. Liverpool is determined to win the Premier League for the first time in 5 years, okay? So Liverpool is looking to finish strong. Liverpool would love to pull it off and actually win the Champions League. I mean, Liverpool, aside from Barcelona, have to be the top favorites. Real Madrid is out of that category. But Liverpool is looking to make more statements in the foreseeable future. And the biggest statement, aside from the fact that they want to win the Premier League, if Liverpool can actually win the Champions League, well, that would be a hell of a story. It would be a hell of a statement. And Liverpool actually has a chance. They actually have a chance. But now that we're in the knockout stage, the quarterfinals, well, that gets even more difficult. But Liverpool is not only not afraid of a challenge, to be honest, since we all know Liverpool the way that we do, Liverpool, they are not afraid of challenges. Quite the contrary, in fact. They welcome a challenge. They are always hungry for a challenge. So any challenge that can be thrown at Liverpool, they just gladly take it. Liverpool is that sort of team that says, give me a competition. Give me a challenge. Give me a fight. That's Liverpool in a nutshell right there, ladies and gentlemen. But now I want to take a look at the statistics. And I did mention the defensive statistics. I mentioned the 9 saves by Alisson Becker for Liverpool. You look at the expected goals. PSG is at 1.945. And Liverpool is at 0.23. 28 shots total for PSG. 9 shots on target. How many goals? 0. 0. 1 shot on target for Liverpool, and they made it count. They made it count. 14 corners for PSG. Only 2 for Liverpool. So Liverpool's attack compared to PSG was almost MIA. And I do say almost because the Liverpool attack showed up a couple of times. And of course, they showed up when they made it count, when they scored that goal. So for a lot of times, it seemed as though Liverpool's attack was MIA, missing in action. PSG had 11 shots blocked. 11 of their shots were blocked. And two defensive errors from both sides. 27 total crosses for PSG. Only 5 for Liverpool. 703 passes for PSG. 293 for Liverpool. So that's why a lot of people are saying that PSG outclassed and outmatched them. Or, you know, outplayed them. Again, those who debate that say, well, you can't say that PSG outclassed and outmatched and outplayed because PSG are not the ones that emerged victorious. I get it. Everybody has their argument. I mean, that's what association football will provide. It'll provide many arguments from different sides. No saves by Gianluigi Donnarumma for PSG. No saves. Again, only one shot on target and Liverpool made it count. 9 again for Alisson Becker. 2 defensive errors, as I said. 28 clearances by Liverpool. 28 clearances, okay? And 23 interceptions by Liverpool. There's that hard, strong defensive resiliency that I'm talking about. 3 interceptions by PSG and 10 clearances. Inside this brutal game, only 1 yellow card for both teams. I forget who got the yellow card for Paris Saint-Germain. For Liverpool, it was the captain, Virgil van Dijk, which I'm not sure why. It was actually Marquinhos that actually got the yellow card for Paris Saint-Germain. So how interesting is that? Both captains are the ones that get the yellow cards for their teams. I don't even know if I actually say for their teams. But Marquinhos and Virgil van Dijk, the captains for the respective teams, are the only players from each side that got a yellow card. I mean, how about that? The two captains get the yellow card. I mean, is that, do we call that taking one for the team? Oh, not entirely. But for PSG to fail to score it's beyond frustrating. If you look at PSG's statistics in the French Ligue 1, a total of 66 goals scored by Paris Saint-Germain in Ligue 1 play. Now, keep in mind, Ligue 1 is not the Champions League. And this is not a knock on the French League. This is not a knock at all. Ligue 1 is not the Champions League. So, but still, a high-powered attack like PSG, fully capable of scoring magnificent goals, shut out today. Completely shut out. And PSG is on top of Ligue 1, and they have a clear... And they're basically, at this point, there's no way they cannot win Ligue 1. Unless, of course, something happened, but I doubt that's going to happen. They are a total of 13 points ahead of second place Olympique de Marseille. Liverpool, on the other hand, well, they're in first place in the Premier League, as I said. They are actually, well, they're quite away now. If my math is correct, they are 13 points ahead of second place Arsenal. So quite frankly, Liverpool and Paris Saint-Germain have pretty much wrapped it up with their respective leagues, but they just have to kind of seal it. So they pretty much have it wrapped up. So I'm saying pretty much because it hasn't exactly been confirmed yet. So a couple more games will do it for both. And there's no doubt that Liverpool and PSG will in fact get that done. You know, Liverpool too, scoring 66 goals in the Premier League. So you have two high-powered attacking teams who have scored nearly 70 goals in their respective leagues. Only one goal comes out of this game in total. Now, mind you, at Anfield, I think Liverpool is going to score more goals. To be honest with you, I'm going to give an early prediction. Liverpool is going to win 2-1 at Anfield. And right now, I am being extremely generous. I'm being very, very nice to Paris Saint-Germain because I'm willing to give them a goal. Okay? If I was being unreasonable, if I was not being nice to PSG, if I was being this certain individual that is not observing and acknowledging PSG's talent, I would easily say that Liverpool would destroy them 4-0, which, to be honest with you, can't happen. But I have Liverpool winning the second leg 2-1. So PSG should take that as a compliment because normally I bury, and I mean I absolutely bury Paris Saint-Germain. So, but in fact, I've given PSG their credit because I've insisted that while they are winning the Ligue 1, hey, at some point, Marseille had their chance to stay on top. AS Monaco had their chance to stay on top. They didn't do it. So PSG took advantage. So in this case, you can't take that away from PSG. when it comes to Ligue 1. So, both teams are, of course, on top of their respective tables, and they're just about to basically secure that particular title. Liverpool is close to securing the Premier League. Paris Saint-Germain is very, very close to securing Ligue 1 if both teams haven't secured it yet. Right now, the table says a story, but we just want to see the final. We don't want to see what happens at the end. Moving forward, so next Tuesday, March 11th, PSG versus Liverpool at Anfield. Well, before that, Liverpool has got one Premier League match at home against Southampton. A couple of days after the second leg of the Champions League, Sunday, March 16th, Liverpool takes on Newcastle in the EFL Cup final. So, Liverpool is looking to win another piece of silverware, and there's no doubt in my mind they will actually win against Newcastle. April 2nd, that's that rematch, that ill-fated rematch against Everton. And we know what happened last time those two went at it, Liverpool and Everton. All those red cards, that incident with Arne Slot, the manager. Man. So that's going to be a game I'm going to keep my eye out on. It's probably going to be the main game of that particular episode of the Premier League if I decide to do an episode like that again. So, Liverpool has one game against Tottenham at home. They have Chelsea on the road, and they'll play Arsenal at home. So there's three games that I'm really looking forward to as far as Liverpool's concerned. The game against Everton, the game against Chelsea, and Arsenal. And that's Premier League play. I'm looking forward to the second leg against Paris Saint-Germain. So, yeah. Now, PSG. Well, at this point, PSG is still actually in the French Cup. They'll actually be playing Dunkirk in the semifinal. So, PSG still has one title, you know, to possibly play for. And, of course, the FIFA Club World Cup starting soon. PSG will play Atletico Madrid to start out their campaign in the FIFA Club World Cup. They'll be playing Atletico Madrid and then a club known as Botafogo. And, of course, PSG playing the Seattle Sounders. Now, that right there is exciting, ladies and gentlemen. Seattle Sounders versus PSG. The American MLS versus the French Ligue 1. How about that? As far as Liverpool goes, well, you know, let's take a look at their... we'll take a look at their FIFA Club World Cup matches in a second. But what PSG has moving forward, PSG has a match against Rennes before the second leg against Liverpool. And they'll play Marseille at home at the Parc des Princes on Sunday, March 16th. So that has me thinking of my good friend and my French compatriot, Anthony, who's a strong supporter of Marseille. So, if Marseille can actually... You know what? Right now, see, this is me being nice to PSG, but PSG is very likely to get the win in that one. But if Marseille actually got the win at the Parc des Princes and gave actually PSG their first loss of the season in Ligue 1, well, that would be certainly a sense of pride for Olympique de Marseille. Now, is it going to happen? Probably not. And I know that Anthony is now shaking his head. But listen, if Marseille holds PSG to a draw, that's a win for Marseille. But Anthony would say he doesn't want to draw. He wants Marseille to beat Paris Saint-Germain. And Anthony would be even happier if Marseille got the win over PSG at the Parc des Princes. The same can be said about my good friend and my mentor, Mr. Steve Adams. So, of course, April 27th, they play Nice at home. So that makes me think of my other good friend and my French compatriot, Laurent, who's from Nice. So, two big games for PSG against clubs of two good friends of mine. Y'all know me, guys. I'm a Lyon guy, but I'm just a fan of the game. Lyon is obviously the team to my heart because I'm from Lyon. So just, you know, me and two other French compatriots. One's from Nice, one's from Marseille, and me, I'm from Lyon. Three Frenchmen from different parts of France, and we love the game of football. We love the game of football. So, I've told Anthony, look, I'll root sometimes for Marseille, I'll root for Lyon, but at the end of the day, I'm just a fan, I'm a neutral fan that just loves the game. And Anthony and Laurent have nothing but respect for that. Just like Steve, Steven, and Paul understand that when it comes to the Premier League, I'm just a neutral fan, I just enjoy the game. Not only in a journalistic perspective, but in a perspective of a passionate fan of the game of association football. So, that's that. Now, let's go back to Liverpool briefly. I'm always reminded about the FIFA Club World Cup. It seems like I'm forgetting about it. FIFA Club World Cup's just been different. Well, that's right. Liverpool is not the FIFA Club World Cup. That's right. So now I got to apologize to Steve, Paul, and Steven. Sorry, guys. Well, let's take a quick look at the FIFA Club World Cup now, shall we? Still got a little bit of time. It's been a great episode. Yeah, FIFA Club World Cup this year. I mean, this is pretty much the, almost like the FIFA International World Cup, but this is just, this one's just different. And of course, this takes place in the United States of America, baby. Starts June 14th, goes through July 13th. So this is just like the FIFA World Cup, but these are clubs instead of international teams. Man. So, of course, we got the groups. Man, so PSG is with Atletico Madrid, and then the Brazilian club, Botafogo, and of course, the Seattle Sounders. Yeah, so Liverpool is actually not participating in the FIFA Club World Cup, and I'm not sure why. I'm really not sure why. Chelsea's in it. I mean, the only English clubs are Chelsea and Manchester City. So, of course, you have an Egyptian club, you know, participating in Group A with Inter Miami, Porto, and Palmeiras. And then in Group E, you have River Plate, and then a Japanese club, Urawa Red Diamonds versus Monterrey and Inter Milan. Group B, I already said that one. Group C, you have Bayern Munich versus Boca Juniors, Benfica, and a New Zealand club called Auckland City. And Group D, Flamengo versus Esperance de Tunis, a Tunisian club, versus and against Chelsea and Lyon, a Mexican club. So, Group F, Fluminense, Borussia Dortmund, Ulsan, a Korean club, and a South African club called Mamelodi Sundowns. Totally butchered that, so I apologize. And in Group G, Manchester City will go against Juventus. And then a Moroccan club known as Wydad AC, as well as a club based in the United Arab Emirates in Abu Dhabi called Al Ain, which I hope I said correctly. And Group H, you have Real Madrid going against Al Hilal, a Saudi club, and then as well as a Mexican club called Pachuca and Red Bull Salzburg, an Austrian club. Yeah, so all of a sudden, yeah, the FIFA Club World Cup lacks a little bit of excitement, but I would say no, that's not exactly the case, but yeah, I probably should have seen, because I was looking at Liverpool's schedule that they're not in the FIFA Club World Cup, but then again, I tend to forget about the FIFA Club World Cup, so Liverpool's actually not participating, so I'm sure that hopefully we're actually going to see, in the future, we're going to see Liverpool participate in the FIFA Club World Cup, although a lot of Liverpool supporters would actually say that they're glad that Liverpool will not be competing because they want to see the players get some rest, because the off-season in association football is very, very short. So for the clubs participating in the FIFA Club World Cup, that means that that team doesn't really get an off-season now, do they? Because again, there's a couple of weeks where there's no games. Then you start playing the preseason exhibitions. I mean, some clubs go on tours in the USA. So, yeah. So I guess the teams that will not be participating in the FIFA Club World Cup will have those preseason exhibitions, especially around the world, like in the US, Australia. So I'm sure things will go different, but in my case, I'm just glad that there's more and more and more football to love and to enjoy, and of course, to talk about here on this program, which I look forward to. So, final thoughts. What a hell of a game between PSG and Liverpool. Liverpool's definitely got the advantage. PSG is a bit of a disadvantage, but if they can regroup, if they can actually find a way to put balls in the back of the net in the second leg, well, PSG can actually pull off the damn near possible and actually get past Liverpool to go to the quarterfinals. Do I think it's going to happen? Well, no, I don't. Ladies and gentlemen, Into the Net FC, as always, is available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and YouTube. So please, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to miss out on any exciting upcoming content. And please, if you're listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, if you would please leave a 5-star review, I greatly appreciate it. It's what helps the show continue to grow. Thank y'all very, very much. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.